This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
Who is that guy? Dirt Dude?
Yeah, I even knew about it. Did you know that, Brendan?
Nobody tells me anything, Dirt Dude.
Surprise.
You are the man, Barona Speedway.
You surprised him, Dirt Dude.
He'll be calling in here in about, oh, I don't know.
15, 10.
Give minutes. Or take. We are rocking and rolling now on Racer Radio. Yes, he's still here, folks. I am happy.
Can't get rid of me.
I am happy as a pig in a pile of slop because nothing's more comfortable. Just all gooey and cool. I think that's pretty
making
cool.
That up. I mean, I understand it, but I'm like,
you didn't bring me a sandwich. We're just
I like it. You could be a writer with that.
Yeah, I
wow.
Think so. Racer Radio right here on KCBQ AM 1170, The Answer. I think we already did that. Black Forest Motorsports, Porsche, BMW, Mini Cooper. Want to go fast? They can fix it. Want to just get service? They can do that too. Over 40 years experience. Factory trained technicians. They got, trust me, folks, they love cars. They do vintage all the way up to the new stuff. Black Forest Motorsports. Let's go to blackforest.com. All right. For the folks that just tuned in because they love our motorsports show, what you got?
Well, I want to thank Michael Lewis again for introducing us to these two incredible souls, mother and son. We have Janice and Joey Jordan. They are both competitive with wheels, 2 and 4, but they are also both very adventurous and articulate with their words. We have he's become a writer.
Right, and he's doing a biography on a young lady that you and I and everybody else in the motorsport community knows, and that is
Gail Webb.
Gail Webb. Yeah. And we had her on the show. Probably should have had her call in, but that's okay.
Well, we might highlight the SRO series because we haven't
talked
much.
What is the SRO series? I guess you should talk to Joey.
The expert racing.
Hey, it's me,
first
Joey.
Off, what is it and where'd you find it?
It's kind of found me. No, it's a that's, racing series. It used to
that's
be.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
It used to be Pirelli World Challenge.
Okay.
So now
okay.
It's turned into SRO. They do sprint racing and then also endurance racing.
Right. And we're talking Porsches.
You said endurance racing?
Yeah, some endurance races, yep.
Toyota, Yaris's.
No Yaris's yet, but if Toyota's
they're
listening and wants
it.
Me to race a Yaris, I'll do it.
Excuse me.
Okay,
have
wait.
You been in the Corolla GR?
No, I have not.
Three-cylinder?
Yeah.
Holy macaroni.
Is this a good thing?
Oh, dude, this thing has got my name all
does
over.
Does it not weigh much?
Doesn't weigh much and hauls freight. I mean, you can be doing 70 in sixth gear and hit the pedal on a three-cylinder, and this thing is gone. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, so it's road racing.
Okay.
On, you know, some of the famous tracks all across the country, Circuit of the Americas.
I was going to say, what's
Watkins
your favorite?
Watkins Glen. There's VIR. There's, they come up to Sonoma is the closest one they've done lately.
Wait, why did I think you were in France?
I was in France because
oh, okay.
I also spend a lot of time there in Paris.
Racing?
I do pursue some racing stuff, but that's also where my girlfriend lives, who I met traveling.
Oh, the adventure.
Yes.
So she's adventurous too?
Yes.
Does she race?
No, but she is addicted to it. Like, I get her behind a go-kart or on a simulator, and she just red mist. Like, she's dangerous.
Oh, I love
the
red
go-kart
mist.
The go-kart seems to be the gateway, because so many people who come in and talk about racing, I started in go-karts.
Yes. Yep.
It is definitely a gateway drug, if there ever was.
Yeah. Are we giving a shout-out to her, Joey? Be smart. Here.
Hi, Eva.
There
you're probably sleeping right now.
Probably. So where's she at now?
She's in Paris.
So a little long distance relationship.
For now. She's going to come for the summer. She was living here for a while and then maybe splitting time. But
cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotta stay global.
Is she my size?
She is pretty small.
Because I'm thinking my
car.
Oh
my, she would love that. She thinks she's already really great and I'm trying to reel her in, but... She just wants.
I'm trying to reel her
she,
in.
She wants speed. She wants speed so much. Like, she loves it.
Okay, no, no. Tell the truth. You're just a terrible passenger. Tell the truth.
No, the truth is, as you were saying earlier, driving is a learned skill, and you have to.
But if she's using your words against you.
When she's trust me, dude, I cannot handle it when other people drive me. Right. I just cannot handle it. So I get why. I can't help but laugh. I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. Yeah. But hey, just gotta. But yeah, if you bring her out, and I have to tell you, that's one heck of a compliment that she's offering the seat of old 37.
And to anybody else who's listening, so you, how many years have you raced?
When did you start?
I started probably when I was 8 or 9 years old doing quarter midgets, which is completely different from the SRLs.
On dirt?
No, on pavement.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was kind of interested in some ball and stick sports, but still was racing some. It wasn't until I got injured playing football that I could take racing a little more seriously when I was about 16, 17 years old. That's what a great thing about racing that can offer. It doesn't really matter what your physical ability is, you know? So I could still compete. And
I was going to bring it up in the last hour, too. You're not at the age yet, but there's going to be a time, because your skill set is your skill set. That's going to be with you forever. Vintage racing. You know, get out there and some of the stuff that'll curl your hair. You know, the skinny tires with the wire wheel.
I want to go back to that. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'm trying to influence vintage racing to get more to that.
Yeah, it's so much more. I had a chance to do it here in San Diego at the Coronado Speed Festival. Drove a 2000 BMW 2002 race car. Yep. And it was a race car from day one, never seen the streets. So I'm just saying, you can get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
I already know.
Yeah. That good.
I asked your experiences. If there's anybody listening, you had mentioned you'd love to try dirt.
Yes.
You mentioned that.
So you haven't done that?
No. Wow. I mean, I've played it around myself in some mountain roads. But yeah, no, never done it competitively.
Yeah.
We do have an interesting little rally car that I want to kind of build up. And do some rallying. I have done some Baja testing stuff, but I think I'm more interested in like a flat surface, either oval or doing rally.
So I'm thinking that dump truck. I'm sure I'm going to get a dump truck photo this week from number 65, who I race.
Oh.
And I'm calling you out, Mr. Harris. Maybe we can get this young man into your car at a practice over the summer, because you've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you don't seem reckless.
How to drive.
Yeah, and you don't seem reckless.
No. I don't have the red mist. I'm very methodical
like
about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has absolutely no money, so we're just set the rules straight.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to do that to Mr. Harris, but
Harris would
maybe
understand.
There's somebody out there that wouldn't mind giving me a little taste of the dirt because he seems...
Do you really want to do that to this poor kid?
Yes, because it's so fun.
I know. Then he's going to have to buy a car, he's going to have to get a trailer.
Yeah, you're trying to ruin my life right now.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You're going to throw this monkey wrench in just bigger than a house. But she is right. You would. See, that's why I don't do it, and I'm too fat. Okay, so that's...
He said it.
Well, I'm just telling you.
They make bigger dirt cars.
You called out the monkey guy on KUSI the other day. He brought something on KUSI.
No, he brought a Triumph, the Trident.
Okay, so he says, I get this. I get like 37 miles per gallon. And you're like, well, you could lose 20 pounds. On air.
That's honesty. I like it.
Why do people be offended by the truth?
On air.
Well, it was the truth. Well, because it should have gotten this more mileage.
I know. You're like, it should get 42 to 47.
When he's a little on the chubby side, because he's only getting 35. I know. That gets me in so much trouble.
You're not in trouble with me.
No. But then I look back on it, and I think, I don't understand why you're upset.
Those are the things you say in your head, David.
I know. I can't. The switch is broken. Okay.
Do we have to go to commercial break, or can he tell us for 30 seconds? You said SRO came to you.
Yeah. So my opportunity came from a good friend of mine, but also owner of Cork Sport. They're Mazda tuner company, or they provide aftermarket parts for Mazdas. Mm-hmm. And they came to me to drive a touring car in SRO with their turbo package on the car.
Wow.
So it wasn't really my idea, because I've been pursuing other things like riding and other limits.
But then somebody
offers you a
paycheck.
Yeah, you
want to race my car? That's how I got into it.
That's where my racing career is going. And that's kind of how it can go. It's about who you know.
Yeah.
So be nice in the paddock, you know. Drive slow through the pits.
Yeah, you never don't be know taking people be out on the track and blame it on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I we're on Racer Radio, and this is one of the things, because a lot of kids listen to the show.
Yeah.
And that's a very good point. You know, be respectful on and off the track. Don't be, no offense, and I love him to death, Dale Earnhardt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to, bit. Just, and what your, those little bits of wisdom will get you much farther than if you were the bull in the china closet.
Really just the people too. Like this opportunity came from just time. I mean, he knew our family, but really just time, like, off track talking.
Yep.
Right.
And we just, that's kind of where the opportunities can happen. Mm-hmm. So just always be nice and respectful and be genuine. And, you know,
And fast doesn't hurt.
Yeah, being fast.
Fast doesn't hurt.
Get a good coach, you know.
You know, Tony Pendragon, top fuel funny car.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So he sees AJ Bender.
Local guy, lives in Ramona.
Local guy. Sprints, you know, good, smiling.
Nice guy.
Needs a haircut. The whole nine yards.
I didn't say that, AJ.
He's running up in
Ventura.
Ventura. Pendragon comes in and says, you know, kid, I've been watching you. I like the way you drive. I like your attitude. I like your smile. Let's go to the Chili Bowl.
Which is like the Super Bowl of dirt track.
So, I mean, that's what you're driving for as well.
Right.
And it'll come. All right, we got to take a break. Hey, is
Dirt Dude should be calling in.
He's not called in yet? How about Mark Rose?
Yeah, nothing yet.
How about President Roosevelt?
They always call during the break.
How about President Roosevelt?
As far as I know of, I think he's somewhere else.
Gave me my number. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This hour is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. Just like family, new and used. And by the way, they did bring the used car lot over to the main lot. So there's no farther than you need to go than from one end to the other. Go to the service department. Did you know they'll work on every car in the service department? That's right. Ford, Chevy, it doesn't make a difference. Trained technicians, they'll take care of you. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. And the next time you go in, you give them a big shout out for supporting Barona Speedway. I understand. We have Trisha on the line.
We also have Dirt Dude as well.
We're going to get, by the way, we have Trisha and Dirt Dude. What's up, guys?
Hello. How's everything going?
Great.
How are you guys doing? Tell us about last night. I understand it was a barn burner.
Yeah, it was. I was calling in because I was listening, and I didn't know if Dirt Dude or Mark was calling in, so I thought, somebody's got to make an appearance for our great place, so I was calling in. Sorry, Dirt Dude, I didn't know you were calling.
No, we can share the mic. It's not a problem. I mean, I'm glad. So, everything go well last night as far as the racing goes?
I was very nervous going into our second race of the season, getting rained out our first.
Yeah.
So I was really nervous with Stagecoach and the Lakeside Rodeo. We had just under 600 spectators. I'm very, very happy and thankful and appreciative. And then we had 92 race cars. So we had another second race night for the season with B Mains and the Pierce Stocks.
The 28 drivers, and, right?
Yeah. 28, and we had no accidents that damaged property, so I'm happy.
I would assume you'd be pretty excited. So
I am. So I'm thankful and appreciative, and I couldn't be more happier, to be honest. I expected way less. So.
Okay, so you're done. So let's get ready for the next race. When is it?
We're racing May 14th. 2 weeks from yesterday, and then we have the lightning sprints in the house, and then we have I don't have the schedule in front of me, but we have I'm I know we have 6 classes of cars running.
All right.
But I'll tell you here in 1 second. Dirt Dude.
Dirt Dude, where are you?
It's not too often you hear from Trisha, so I'm just like, Trish, go ahead and you can you know, tell everyone that you how thankful you are that everyone showed up and how the night went great.
And, yeah, I don't have anything to complain about. On the 13th, we have the modified sport mods, stock cars, street stocks, dwarfs, pier stocks, and the lightning sprints. Then we have mini dwarfs and the junior sprints.
Cool.
It's going to be a good night.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Folks, if you haven't heard it before, you could camp out overnight, wake up to a beautiful morning. You can have breakfast as long as you're in a self-contained tent, trailer, what have you. They don't charge anything for it. You can hang out in the pits late at night. Don't get too close to the race cars or you'll get a rag or a wrench. Yes, dear.
Oh, there's a rumor there's practice, too.
Oh, my God. We're back to the practice again.
That's what I heard.
No, we're going to be practice on Friday night before. We got our opening night for us was, it was terrible. It was, we had that horrible accident. I'm not going to lie. It scared the crap out of me, and there was a lot of damage. So we spent all last weekend repairing it, and so it takes a lot of work, you know, and I wasn't going to push myself to go and hammer and try and get practice in. I figured, the lightning's
right.
Come in the next race. Let's have a, you know.
But you know what, Trish? This is a little hats off to you and the whole family. Yeah, we had some pretty horrendous accidents that night, but guess what? Everybody got up and everybody walked away.
And so it was the all safety, repaired.
Yeah, but and the safety factor worked. Everything you guys have done, it worked. And that's the key. Yeah, it tore up some stuff, but you know what?
It was all back. You couldn't even tell. And Todd was saying you guys had worked on some of the roads as well.
Yeah. But so it's a win-win. Win-win all the way around.
We've been very fortunate. I don't know if you guys know, but Chris Neamy, he drives the IMC Sport Compact.
Yep.
He worked for the grinding company around San Diego County, and they've brought in over 100 trucks of grindings to the racetrack. So it's been...
Wow.
It looks good. It feels
amazing.
Good. It's funny. I saw a reflector out there, and I saw like a piece that didn't get ground. It had the yellow paint on it, but,
it
looks really good. Yeah.
And I have to give a shout out to Budget Grading because Ernie Medina has donated all of his time to come and make this happen for us, as well as my dad, Paul Wilson. And there's just been volunteer after volunteer. Things have really been falling in place. And I just hope after COVID and our tough, you know, times for all of us, that this year is just going to be great for everyone, is my hopes.
I don't know if you guys know, but Chris Neamy, he drives the...
I think we're hearing the delay.
I think we're hearing the delay, too.
Well, awesome.
Hey, Dirt Dude, are you there?
Is that for me?
Yeah,
it's you. What are you
doing? That's funny.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and go to Dirt Dude real quick, like, because we would like to get the results in. So, Dirt Dude, we're just going to let you rock with it.
It was an awesome night. We had in our sportsman mini dwarves, Jackson Ryder, young, you know, great kid, got a main event win. A junior sprints. Caden Johnson got his second main event win. The growing up garage kid. And in the Masters mini dwarf, Shelton Scott got a main event win. Onto the big track, IMC Northern Sport Mods. We did a dash for cash. Got to thank Down South Motorsports. They kicked in some money. Christopher Evans got that. Onto the main for the night. On our Northern IMC Sport Mods, Dave Capella got his second main event win. And the dwarf cars, great to see them back. One of the coolest battles, father and son, Tristan and Robert, back and forth. Tristan, we had this cool rod, this connecting rod that Mark Rose painted up.
Yes.
It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Tristan's like, I'm claiming this right now at the driver's meeting. Like when they walked up and seen it, Robert's like, you got to get through me to get it, you know? So that was the battle. And Tristan led a lot of that race, and then Dad just like found the spot and got around him. tough break for Bobby Brown, blew up a motor. Ben, Brittany, you finished what?
I was wondering where he was at.
I know. After my move on him, that
she thought she passed him clean.
I was so excited. I'm like, there's Bobby. I have a chance to pass him on the inside. And then I come around. I'm like, what's he doing up by the wall? Blowing up a motor.
Moment of glory.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick with the first half. I made a clean pass on Bobby Brown.
And that's it.
Period.
And discussion.
Yeah.
And then IMCA Sport Compacts, Chris Neamey got a main event win. Pure Stocks, 27 of them there. And then Curtis Ryder got a main event win.
Oh, wait. Did his son win as well?
Yes, that was a father-son win for the night.
Wow.
Taylor got a main event win, and that was the, how the night went.
Man, that is fantastic. So, probably, how long did it take you to crank it through this time?
We were done just a little, like 10:30, probably.
Wow, perfect.
And hats off to my friend Bill Grosskreutz, who came out from Cocopaw Speedway to announce with me.
Helped
me out, and you know, we had a great showing of fans, great night of racing. And then hopefully we can just carry this on to the next one. Trish and Todd doing a great job, along with everyone that's behind the scenes of the track.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about track prep.
Heat races were amazing.
Just amazing. I mean, when you know, so it's like you guys have finally, not that you didn't have it before, but every year that's all we hear is the track is better. It's so good. It's great. And the folks that helped put that together, because that's not an easy thing to do, really, when you come right.
No, it's not. I was talking to the drag strip today, to the Brona drag strip. I was talking to two of the promoters over there, and she goes, oh, yeah, I know we have a couple three-day shows coming up. And I go, well, that means like 10 days of working before you get to the 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And she starts laughing.
But yeah.
You know what? I just want everything to go good. I just want to have a good season.
Yeah.
And everybody to just have fun and work together as a team and continue to, you know, build Brona for all of racing.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, and that's what you guys are doing. You're doing the right thing. Folks, you can advertise at Brona. Just go to BronaSpeedway.com. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of these guys. If you want to throw a billboard up there, maybe you want to sponsor a main event. Do you have to be automotive? No, you could be a dentist. We don't care. But the only way we're going to be able to keep this type of grassroots racing going is with drivers and spectators and advertisers. End discussion. Trish, you're the best. Dirt Dude, get a haircut.
What? He meant to say...
Hey, did you hear about...
What?
Real quick, you guys. So my son, he had opening day, right? He comes home Sunday. He says he wants a haircut. He wants a mohawk.
Oh, but who'd he get that from?
Oh, my. I wonder where he get... Yeah, exactly.
My son's 6 years old, and he wanted a mohawk because of Dirt Dude. So he went out yesterday and rocked his mohawk just like you, Dirt Dude.
I saw a couple kids running around. I'm like, yeah, you go, buddy.
You're going to be a superstar, dude. Next thing you know, you got to bring everybody out of the audience that's kids got their hair cut like yours. You could have your own tribe.
Have a following.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Trisha.
We got to take a break. This is Racer
take
Radio.
Take care, you guys.
Take care. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
All right, young ladies, boys, and girls. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
You need so much more airtime.
It's tiring.
I mean, you really do.
Thanks, Steve. This is
Razor Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. And we've got special guests in the house, but we also have Scott Delosio on the line with Paris Auto Speedway, where nobody goes faster than these guys. When you get to Paris, the grins start coming out, whether you're a fan or a racer. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Check them out. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Probably Scott will be there. What's up, brother?
How are you doing today?
Just
fantastic. Was he asking me?
Yeah, well, of course.
I'm having a good day.
You're in charge. How are you doing, bud?
Doing good. Just kind of kicking back, waiting for hockey to come on.
Oh, please. It's too small. You can't tell them to paint it a different color.
You have trouble following the pucks?
I have a hell of a time.
There's a reason the ice is white and the puck is black.
I know, but I'm just not quick.
Not enough contrast for him.
It needs to be. Let's not go there. So, because my image of the Padres, whatever uniform that is, came to mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to erase it immediately. So you ran last night. What did you have, and what were your high points?
Well, we had our normal pass car IMCA show with super stock, street stocks, American factory stocks, IMCA modified and sport compact. The racing was the highlight of the night.
Rad.
Because crowd-wise, we got our butts kicked by Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt we'll ever run on that night again. It's just too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, too close.
You know, as you were talking before you said it, I thought, ooh, I wonder if Chelsea.
Trish even brought it up for Barona. They were surprised, kind of pleasantly surprised, for 600 in the stands because we also had the rodeo, but she mentioned this stagecoach.
Yeah, but see, it's close to Paris. It's not close to San Diego.
Yes, but the rodeo was close for us, yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, the rodeo.
That's a lot of competition.
Just too much going on.
But good racing, at
least. Yeah, I was going to say, good racing, though, right?
Still put on a good show.
Yeah, racing was pretty good. You know, we had our super stocks, Billy Griffin, who I think you've had Billy on before.
Yeah.
I know you've had his daughter on. He won that. Street stocks, a guy named Chris LeVenis, who was champion last year, won. His son, I think, was third last night. Austin Kiefer out of Bakersfield, that's Alyssa Smith's boyfriend. He won the modified main. David Stites, first race this year. He was last year's factory stock champion. He won that. And Ken McKinley, who you've had on a few times, made his debut for the year, and he won the Sport Compact. So the racing was good. You know, we had everybody home and on their way by 10 o'clock, which is always important to do. We didn't send a lot of them home last night. We probably had the only people there who didn't have tickets to Coachella.
Is your Sport Compact division still looking pretty good? It's still growing?
We brought it back. I wasn't sure we were going to bring it back. It pays excellent, 500 to win, 300 per second, 200 for third, and so far it really hasn't taken off.
Oh, okay.
We got some good fast cars. You know, we just need more of them. It's only the second year we've done it, which means it's like 10 races total. You know, last night I think we had 7 cars there, but we had 7 the first night, but 4 of those cars didn't come back.
So they're
out there, but once again, like I say, I know sprint car drivers who missed races last night because they were at Stagecoach.
Oh,
so.
The drivers themselves were there, too. Oh, okay. Not just the crowd. I think for us at Barona, the Sport Compact, we have those junior drivers that are looking, what am I going to do now? I aged out of junior driving, and I think the Sport Compact might grow at Barona because it's a natural kind of next step.
Mm-hmm. I think it sure is.
Yeah. Instead of jumping into something a little faster and bigger and more expensive.
Right.
So, can I tell him one other thing?
Sure, go for it.
We have a guest in, Joey Jordan, and I showed him the picture of your double decker because you have the person on top driving and the person down below doing the gas and brake. He kind of did his own thing going into Costa Rica. He was not allowed. Can you tell him real quick why I might have shown you that picture?
Yeah, so I had to fabricate a van of mine to get into Costa Rica. And what I ended up with is pedals on one side and the steering wheel on the other. So you had to drive with two people.
Because they wouldn't let right-handed drive vehicles in.
Yeah, so that was my way to try to trick the officials into Costa Rica.
It didn't work.
And yeah, it didn't work, but
we were so close.
We were in tears laughing, driving like that. And it seems pretty similar to your double decker.
So he's going to come up. He's going to come up and start looking around.
He's a natural at the double decker. I think, Mom, there's the mother and son.
Oh, my God.
Dumb and dumber.
We're going to put Mom on top?
Wherever she wants.
I get the pedals.
What's that, Scott?
We actually had a class years ago. That's what we did.
Really?
It was called the cruiser class. And we had the person in the driver's seat controlled the steering wheel, and the person in the passenger seat controlled the throttle and the brakes.
All right, but single level, not two-story.
Yeah, that was single level.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Guys,
hey, we need to talk about coming up Mojave Valley Raceway. They've got work dark at Paris the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mojave Valley Raceway is running sprint cars the next 2 weeks. They're going to run USAC, CRA. I get to announce the next 2 weeks up there, too. So
fantastic.
I love that place. They got USAC, CRA sprint cars, super stocks, dwarf cars next week. The week after, they're bringing in the wing sprint cars, the ASCS region out of Arizona, the Southwest ASCS region. They're going to be there. To anybody who's never been to Mojave Valley Raceway, it's a go-to place. You are like 4 or 5 minutes away from the Colorado River. Mm. You're 20 minutes away from downtown Laughlin. And the racetrack is just a very cool little racetrack. It's third of a mile. It's banked.
It is.
The Meyer family, Ron Meyer, who you've had on a couple times, they've just poured a ton of money into improving that place. And every time the sprint cars go there, they put on a great show. So looking forward to that. Brody Roa won again last night. That gives him – that's his fourth win last night, and I think 7 USAC CRA races. Wow. So he has established a point lead right now over 100 points out front. So he's well on his way to a championship. He hasn't finished out of the top 5 yet this year, to show you how good he's going.
Man.
And he's got that new sponsor called Inland Rigging, who the owner of that is actually a racer too. He'll be racing with him next week, Tommy Dunkel, who you had on a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tommy Dunkel has just put nothing but first-class equipment out for both those guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his deal is, you know, talking to him, I did a press release for him a couple weeks ago. They're not going to the racetrack needing something. It's taken care of. They're not showing up with used tires. They're ready to race. They're ready to win for a championship.
We really enjoyed talking to him. He was a good one. Good interview.
And just to go to show you, I don't do my research. I didn't know.
Do you remember? I wasn't going to bring it up.
I had no idea who I was talking to. I don't know if you remember, if you had a chance to listen to it, but we were.
I listened to it because I was laughing at him a couple minutes after he hung up.
I mean, I was so stupid.
We should have him on.
I know it's.
He is right now.
You're talking to the Inland, but you know I was. Thank God I was just, you know, appreciative.
He was awesome.
But he was, and I just got to do research better. But I just had to bring it up. I don't have a problem.
Good for you, Dave.
Throwing a little mud on myself for not doing the right thing. Scott knows what I'm talking about, because if you don't do your research, guess what? It happens every time.
Yeah, well, you guys can come see him race next Saturday night.
That's
Mojave?
Amazing.
Mojave.
Now, what is he? Now, what class is he in? What's he running?
He's running sprint cars as well. Normally, he doesn't run a lot of the USAC CRA races yet. He runs, his plan is to race like a Mojave.
Okay.
Smaller track. He's probably going to run a lot of VRA races up at Ventura. And later in the year, he's just running the 360. They've got a couple of 410 engines and a 360.
He's easy.
And right now, he's just running the 360. As you know, he's just a new guy to sprint car racing, basically. And. He's not. He said he'll be ready for a 410, but a 360 is where he's at right now.
Yeah, he's easing his way back in.
Talk about the difference in 410 sprint car and a 360.
How old is he?
Tommy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably in his 30s.
He's like mid-30s or something.
All right. Is he starting racing late, or has he been
racing? He got out of it for a while.
Oh, okay. So he just took a break.
Back in.
Just took a break. Okay.
He raced lightning sprints for a while.
Okay.
Then he got a
working man.
I announced at Ventura about 4 or 5 years ago, longer than that, actually. And he showed up racing a 360 sprint car. Then he got rid of that, and he ended up with a modified and a super stock. And I don't know if he ever ran those. but then he kind of sat out until last year, and he got back in it. And then, you know, he'd been sponsoring Brody for a while.
Yeah.
And they had a meeting, I guess it was in January. And Brody didn't even know, because he lost his main sponsor. They just decided after a lot of years with him that they were not going to sponsor sprint cars, enough against Brody. And they did a great job for him. He's eternally thankful to that sponsor. But Brody didn't know if he was going to make it past the first two races. Well, they went to dinner to just talk about the sponsorship deal with Inland Rigging, and all of a sudden Brody came out with a new car owner.
Ta-da.
So they're both really excited about that. They're both excited. Obviously, Brody keeps winning, and Tommy hasn't raced for a few weeks, so he's going to be excited to get on the track at Mojave as well.
Yes. Yeah, and folks, you need to put Mojave on your list. I mean, I'm telling you, I personally have not been there yet. TV gets me up pretty early in the morning, but everybody I've talked to said it, and you're going to be announcing.
Yeah, it's you know, I first announced there a couple of years ago when the Myers just took the racetrack over, and I got there, you know, and being at Paris, which is kind of the Cadillac of dirt tracks, and I got there, and it's like, boy, this is kind of Spartan-like. Well, 2 years later, those guys, I mean, they poured so much money into that place and made it such a nice racetrack. Super fan-friendly up there as well. They're just good people.
That's awesome. And it's good racing. Yeah, you want to give the rundown for that race?
What's going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, USAC CRA Sprint Cars. They're going to have the Super Stock class, who a bunch of our guys from Southern California will be there against the Arizona guys, and Dwarf Cars going to be there next week as well.
Did you hear? I
heard it the first time he said it. Thanks for going over it again.
I wonder if they have a practice. That's her bugaboo. She wants to make sure there's a practice prior to every race.
Just asking.
Do they do practice at that?
There is one. It's called Hot Laps.
We don't have Hot Laps at Verona anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much.
No. Yeah. Go. It's heat race. Oh, go.
Go. It's heat go. Race. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, buddy, it's good talking to you. Have fun at Mojave. Is it MojaveSpeedway.com, maybe?
Mojave Valley Raceway.
There you go. That's right. Check it out. Go there. Have fun. Talk to you later, man.
Take care.
Talk to you guys later. Have a good week.
You got it. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer. Now, that's a guy I know. This song.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Steve!
It could be. Maybe. As she puts her jacket on. Will you quit dancing and sit down? That's a cool jacket.
He's not listening
Did
to
you
this
just
hour.
Get that?
When they came out with the new logo.
I like that. That's kind of cool.
Last year.
Anyway, Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
How come I don't have a CD? Do you guys still make CDs?
They do make CDs.
Can I get it on a thumb drive?
Well, no. But we can get you a CD.
What do you mean,
no? I'll get you a CD of their latest album, which was like 7 years ago.
Do you have a best of?
A best of?
Sprung Monkey. I know that band.
Oh, my God.
The Funky Monkey.
No, that's Beastie Boys.
No. I know Sprung Monkey.
You do.
What's that song, Mom, that they sing?
This one.
Oh, he has that headphones on.
Oh, he would.
Take a listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of their
big
ones.
It's such a snappy little tune.
Except some.
All right.
It's about to go into some nice lyrics.
Excuse me. Does Steve have a check? I mean, I just promoted his show for like an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for that, Dave.
Steve, it's a good thing.
Shameless plug would be there.
I just love you, brother.
Headlining.
But it's such a festival. I still can't help but tell the story. I told Tommy that I says, hey, I got this band I'd like you to put on, you know, KUSI. So he goes, yeah, well, you know, who's that? I don't know, Sprung Monkey? We can't get Sprung Monkey. He says,
that's
international. I go, international? No, I think it's Santee. Maybe Lakeside.
San Carlos.
Yeah, San Carlos area. But anyway, I still chuckle every time I think about it. All right, unfortunately, we only have about 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes with our special. Do you need to pay the bills?
No. Do I have to?
You should. They're a good company.
Okay. Oh, it is. Certified car clinic.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do with these guys. If you're just doing general repair or if you want to go quick, got a dyno in-house, they can verify anything and everything you've got. Check these guys out at certifiedcarcare.net. One more thing I got to throw out there. Verona Drag Strip. We're having an antique drags on May the 6th.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much next weekend.
I had them on. I know. Go to car shows at vintageswapmeet.com if you want. I mean.
Wait. What is it? It's a what?
It's like the antique drags.
Like they're racing?
Yeah, drags.
Because I heard swap meet, so I got confused.
And a swap meet for parts and pieces.
And a swap meet at the Barona. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I told him I would throw out a little commercial. Lee's Iron and Metal, Hop Up, CW Moss Ford Parts, Red's Headers, the American Hot Rod Foundation, O'Reilly's, Early Speed Company, Baron Racing, Maxima, B&B, and Biltway Incorporated.
Oh, my gosh. Because the other thing happening is vintage, the MX with Scott Burnworth, and it's only 4 miles away.
Oh.
Just go up Wildcat Canyon next Saturday.
Yeah.
And the two are literally like 4 miles.
That's
not
right.
Even 4 miles.
And
from
this
each
one,
other.
The racing.
They're right by each other.
Yeah, the gates open at 8, racing from 10 to 5. So you can watch
do both.
Morning and an afternoon.
Wow. And I drag my dad, but he'll be at Ventura at the Speedway racing. There's a lot to do in San Diego.
Flat track
in Ventura.
Who's going to race in Ventura?
No, my dad's going to watch the flat track races at Ventura. I was going to drag him. I think I'll go anyway. I'm going to both. You could do both.
Yeah.
They're right
bus.
By each other.
You got a bus?
No, but we only have 6 minutes
and
52 seconds with these amazing guests, Joey Jordan, who's an adventure rider and race car driver, and his mother, who raced motocross and skateboards for Gail Webb.
Yep. Amazing. So real quick, closing thoughts. We'll give it to you first since... And when I say closing thoughts, it's kind of like let people know how to get a hold of you if they want to follow you and kind of, I would say this, but you don't know where the hell you're going next.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I mean, you're just, no offense, but come on. Map? Really?
What? Yeah, he closes his eyes.
It's too small. Print's too small. Like, I don't golf. Ball's too small.
Okay.
Gotta waste my time.
Joey, take over.
Yeah,
take over.
So you can... follow me along at joe.com.com.
I just love hearing that.
Did we explain this on Racer Radio?
I forget, but
you spell
out the first .com, and then it's the regular .com at the end.
Okay.
How else could I get just J-O, my name,
It'll
in there? Yeah, exactly. That's an easy way to get a domain.
And we might want to follow him for his adventures.
Are you doing social media?
For adventures, yep. And all the social media tags are on there. Yeah, and I'll have adventures, and I'll write about my stories. The short stories, some other weird expression, artistic stuff, and more info on Gail Webb's book that I'll
be
writing.
Updates.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'll kind of, as I'm racing, I'll write different perspectives through the paddock, little short stories. That's just a unique insight on the racing world.
So you do plan to continue racing?
I don't think I can get rid of it. That's kind of the thing.
Hello, young lady.
Well, I guess in my head it was the SRO series that was in my head.
Yeah.
It didn't get out. Are you continuing a season? Are you committed to a season this year?
Yeah, so we're building a new car right now, and there's some developmental stuff that's going on. So we haven't started racing yet this year, but we plan to. And we'll kind of see where that goes.
This
and I'm
is
always
more shakedown.
Yeah, and I'm always open minded to driving whatever.
Somebody
will give me.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
John
and there's,
Harris.
There's opportunities, and I'll be coaching and instructing people too. I'll be at the tracks there, and maybe I got some things working with one of my other racer friends where we can do a little combine everything, a travel racing series where we do all these different races across the world and kind of try to discover that those countries and those cultures through. Their grassroots racing.
So people
better
do that.
Than climbing a mountain.
Well, yeah. I know people do it through food.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sounds like you're going to do it through racing.
One of the many ideas that I have. Yeah.
Well, and if you take all the tracks that are still out there, they're all looking for a way to survive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how many? And when you stop and think about it, how many people go on tours to ride roller coasters.
Right.
Yeah, that's another one.
Think about
Route 66.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands of people spend unbelievable amounts of money to ride every single roller coaster.
Yeah. Or baseball fields.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, we do it, even I've done it with radio and TV. You put the talent, like the anchor,
right.
in a race car on a track, they're done.
Yep.
They're either going to start racing full time, or if nothing else, they don't stop talking about it. And you get more publicity than you shake a stick up.
Yeah.
Well, I think yes.
No, go finish.
No, I'm just saying. Bye. I hate to say it, but I'm refreshed with having you here.
Yeah.
Because you're a bright light in a dark room with today's society. I'm just serious. And what surrounds it is motorsports.
Yeah.
And I keep telling everybody, if you got kids, get them into motorsports.
Healthy escape.
Yep. Right? Healthy escape.
Healthy escape. Get them directed. Get them to learn to fail. Get them to learn to work on a vehicle, or at least understand it. And I think that's why I like having this kid as my co-host.
No, you call me a kid at 50.
We have the most fun doing radio because we were able to talk to folks like yourself.
Yes.
And I mean, you're just, again, both of you are a breath of fresh air.
I want a final thought from Janice, from Mom, if you don't mind.
She wants something to race.
Yeah, I want to race too.
See, I just told you. I knew
did
that.
Did you hear that?
And no one's given her a wheel.
I just want to thank you guys for letting us be on the show and helping to promote Gail Webb's book.
When's it going to come out, you think?
Well, we're working on trying to find a publisher.
Oh, that's right. Exactly.
So if any of you publishers are out there,
have you got a website?
Get a hold of. There is the GailWebbStory.com as well.
Okay.
But I think the
joe.com
is the place to go.
Either or.
And if you forget, hit up Dave. Yeah. You know, if you're someone local and you're like, I can't remember. You. If it's someone local in a couple months and they're like, I can't remember, that was some silly .com thing, go to Dave.
No,
okay,
it'll
catch
me.
It's going to catch
me. It's on the
thumb
drive.
Yeah, it's on a thumb drive. I have to file it. I won't know where to find it. But no, seriously, all kidding aside, we do an awful lot of shows. And nice. We really appreciate you both coming in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in early.
It's been a fun afternoon. And just keep sharing.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I will.
Yeah, and get yourself a new Toyota. You'll be fine.
Or a new old Toyota. Yeah. I drive a Toyota pickup truck.
Yeah, I got an 86 with a dump bit on the back, brother.
Nice.
Just 22R8. Had the engine redone. 22R.
All right.
Just got the engine redone with 300,000. Got new tires.
I'm driving home in a 23-year-old car.
There we go. Top up right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.